Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Blogger News on the Radio. My name is Simon Barrett, and I'll be your host for the next hour. This is another in our ongoing series, The News in Review. And once again, we will be discussing the events from the past 7 days in the sad Florida cases of Kaylee Anthony and Haley Cummings. Joining me in the studio is my wife, Jan. Hi, Jan.
Hi, Simon. Hello, everyone.
And from the Pacific Northwest, our resident Haley Cummings expert, Ms. Pickles. Hi, Pickles.
Happy Easter.
And from Sin City, Nevada, author and crime writer, Denny Griffin. Hello, Denny.
Good afternoon and happy Easter to everybody.
Yeah, and a happy Easter to everyone on the panel and all of our listeners.
Thanks, you too.
I know that several of you have been wondering what's happened to T.J. Hart. A quick update. I have it on good authority. He's on vacation, but with a bit of luck, we'll be reconnecting with him next week or maybe the week after. Our switchboard is open, and we do invite you to call in with your questions and comments. We love to talk to all of our listeners. Our number is area code 646-378-1120. So, on with the show. It has been quite a busy week in the Kaylee Anthony saga, rather than case. George and Cindy spent some happy hours being deposed. Jan, let's start with you. I'll make you my first victim. Tell us about the depots.
It was very interesting, to say the least. Well, just as a outline of it, yeah, they did show up to give the depositions, and it was really one heck of a show between the two of them. They went in there all prepared to run the show themselves, and I guess they thought that they could go in there and tell these people what they were going to answer and what they weren't going to answer, because they sure didn't answer the ones that they should have. They got responses like, if you ask that one more time, I'm walking out. Or, this is it.
Please do.
I've said enough. That's all. I'm done. I mean, one time Cindy even pulled the mic off and said, that's it. I don't have to talk on with no mic. And, I mean, it was just like very, very rude. They were very disrespectful. They really showed their butts is what they did.
As I understand it, didn't they also bring their own video camera?
Yes, Cindy Anthony did. She is the one, she had it all set up and everything in the room. I know what purpose of that, I don't understand that one, but yes, she did do that.
I wonder if it had film in it.
I don't know, but I tell you what, she really has her nerve, that's for sure.
Pickles, what's your thoughts on it?
On the deposition?
Yeah.
God dang, somebody just shove a cork in their mouth and put an anchor around their neck and toss them people out to sea. I mean, he says, I would appreciate if you'd quit flipping me off or whatever, to some guy who was pushing his glasses up. That's paranoia in its purest form.
I mean, how many people do you see that pushes their glasses up with their middle finger? I have seen thousands. And I can pick on this man about that. And he was very rude to him about it.
The ladies are going to love this, but who the heck goes to a deposition chewing a mouthful of gum like a couple of cows?
Yeah, exactly.
It just drives me nuts. I mean,
the one part, too, that got me was how George was arguing over the way the attorney was pronouncing the word Zanny. And he was getting very hot about it and threatened to leave if he didn't stop. And he
spelled never
the word Z-A-N-Y. It was like he was obsessed with the idea. It was just I know what it was. It was just to try to sidetrack the attorney. That's all it was for.
He was upset over a woman's name he's never met, never talked to, never probably spelled in his life. I mean, in the deposition, I don't know, I think that the depositions probably went worse for Casey in the end. I mean, they acted like...
I think that, too. Now, they did have people say that this could be damaging to the prosecution's case, but I think it's right opposite. Because they
really
went in and showed what kind of idiots they are. Acted like they were definitely trying to set to hide something with the questions that they refused to answer to. It was just a little bit obvious. I mean, to just anybody could listen to it and see that it was very obvious what they were trying to do.
Denny,
yes.
did you have an opportunity to watch any of the fun and games?
Yes, I've seen and read quite a bit about the depositions, and I echo, I guess, basically what Jane and Pickles have said. But, you know, I had the impression that the Anthonys, thought they were there was kind of a voluntary thing. I mean,
right.
All the threats, hey, you know, you ask that one more time, I'm history, blah, blah, blah. It was like there was nothing requiring them to be there and requiring them to cooperate and answer questions. I really didn't understand that. It was
going to have the choice of what they wanted to answer and what they didn't, which they shouldn't. They didn't have. I mean, they had to answer all these questions.
Right.
They own the world. I mean, they've got the business. They run the show these days.
And it seems, to be honest, it seems like they're letting them get away with it.
We do have a caller coming in from the 417 area code.
Nikki.
What's your name?
Yeah.
What's your question for us?
Well, I'll tell you, Simon, I want to tell you, this is doing the same thing it did last week. Nobody can hear you. There's something wrong with your stream. And last time it said waiting for host to call in, so.
Oh, no.
Well, we can hear you now.
but I can't hear you, the computer. But I wanted to tell you that so you know. But I also wanted to say that I don't know how much longer I can stand to listen to them talk on TV. I wanted to jump through that TV and choke them.
You and the rest of us.
I see where Casey gets that now, because she has that same attitude with authority figures and everything.
She got that from her father. Her father he's a manipulative bastard. He's the lead of the double life. He's a gambler. He's a risk taker. And, you know, everybody says how much she's like Cindy, but you know what? She is identical to her father. I mean.
Yeah, the way he's, and then that lawyer pronounced that name. And then, what's this about Zanny was a 10? That was, and she was rude. Cindy was rude to that woman.
Yes, she really was.
He didn't need to add that.
Yes, she was. But, you know, what really got me was, all right, they both are positively saying this woman is not the Zanny that Casey is talking about. How do they know that? How can they say under oath that this is not the woman? And they said, like you said, George said to begin with that she's not a 10. And then Cindy comes back and says the same thing. How do they know what the other one looks like if they've never seen her? And they swore this under oath.
I know.
And they let them get away with it. I just don't understand how that could.
And why weren't they looking for the Zanny if Cindy had all these phone numbers and addresses?
Right. But you notice when he asked her to let him see them, I don't have them.
Can't they get in trouble for lying? Can't he go to the judge?
They were under oath. I don't see how they can't be, because they were sworn under oath to tell the truth. Now, there was no judge there, but that's the only difference in that I know.
Well, they think there's different rules for them and their daughter. That's what.
Exactly.
You know.
Exactly. They think they're supposed to have it their way or no way at all.
Mm-hmm.
And the courts have seen, I mean, it always winds up down to it. I mean, how'd they get away with this if the courts ain't going to let them? I just don't understand how they're getting away with it.
Okay, a quick technical update here. Things do seem to be working. I would suggest that someone leaves a comment wherever people are hanging out. Tell them to go direct to www.blogtalkradio and just click on the listen live button on the front page. The show is showing on air and does not be working.
Lauren says that she can hear it.
Oh,
it just says buffering, and then it doesn't move.
Oh,
It says Lost Talk Radio, and then it just stops at buffering.
Wow.
And there's no sound, but the minutes, it says 50 minutes remaining.
Oh, okay. All right. Denny, I wanted to come back to you about these depositions and the legal aspects of a deposition. I just have a sneaking hunch that someone like you has probably been deposed a couple of times.
Yes.
I lost him for a minute.
Yeah. Right. I mean, it wasn't a trick question. You know, as indeed I have. You know, I hadn't done anything wrong, but you know, and you have sort of legal obligations inside a deposition. Yes, if a question's asked that your counsel does not think is appropriate, they can talk up.
Right.
But you know, it's not up to the Cindy or Georges of the world to say, I'm not answering that, I'm leaving.
Or if you ask this one more time, I'm leaving.
I mean, you can get yourself in some pretty hot water doing that.
I got to tell you, I don't know what everybody else's experience has been, if they've ever been testified or been deposed or what have you, but I never particularly cared for those deals because I knew that whoever was asking me the questions was going to try to make a monkey out of me. And, you know, in most cases, they were trying to discredit me or what have you to make the other side look good. So I never really enjoyed having to put my hand up and say, you know, yes, I will, yes, I do, and all that stuff. But once I did that, I relied on the attorney representing me or the department, as you just said, Simon. If there was a question that he or she felt was not appropriate, I would wait for their cue. If they, you know, if they didn't speak up within a second or two, or if they didn't make eye contact with me, I'd know that, hey, I got to answer this. And what I did is I didn't always like it. I didn't necessarily like the attitude of the other attorney at times. I mean, it was we were not in there as buddies, but I did what I had to do to comply with the legal requirements. And I never would have dreamed. I just, as much as I sometimes wanted to say something to the opposition and tell them what I thought of them and say, how about let's reversing roles for a minute and let me have a whack at it. You know, I just never did that, never would think of doing that. And I was flabbergasted to see and hear what Cindy and George did. And I don't know what Conway was. I mean, I don't know if this was a pre-planned strategy and Conway knew they were going to be feisty and argumentative and combative. If he did, he should have, I think, talked to them beforehand and said, that ain't going to cut it. You're going to be back here again, you know, under judge's order. So I'm not sure what happened there. I don't know if Conway was part of the decision-making or if this was just something they did on their own, but I just was totally taken aback by it.
I thought it was a seriously bad strategy. I mean, it doesn't help anyone.
Well, you know, Conway could have led them and told them, you know, not to do this and don't do that. That's, I don't understand why he didn't, because he should have told them, you know, warned them, you can't go in there and act like this. Because, like I said, now they're talking about calling George back in. And, I mean, to me, I think they ought to call both of them back in with a court order and say, okay, you're not leaving until you answer. You can mouth off all you want, but you're not going nowhere until you answer or hold them in contempt or something.
All right.
Do you folks agree with me? Here's my opinion. I think I'm quite confident there were enough unanswered questions that they had no legal grounds, especially George, no legal ground to refuse to answer. And if they're not called back in, or at least if he is not called back in, it kind of makes a mockery of the whole process.
Right.
If people can come in and put up that kind of performance and get away with it, it
exactly
turns into a joke.
That's my point. Why is it that nobody else can get away with it, but they can walk in and run the show to their liking only? because, I mean, that's exactly what they did. They did it like they wanted to do it. They didn't care what anybody else said.
Okay, folks, we have some callers coming in. Let's go to area code 309.
The area.
309?
Yes.
What's your name and what's your question for us?
My name is Catfish, and I first have a couple comments. The one about the reception, I found that if I use Firefox, I get through on Blog Talk Radio much better. And
Thank you.
I don't find a chat room for you folks, and I didn't know if you still had a chat room for this.
We have never had a chat room.
Had a chat room. Okay.
I'm running a single monitor, and I'm operating the switchboard. I have my script. About the last thing in the world I need is a chat room as well.
No problem. I just wanted to make sure I wasn't missing something. Okay.
We do blog. There's the blog.
Okay.
All right. They have the comment section.
But I wanted to comment a little further, too, on this objections without having a legal basis. I really blame that on their lawyer. You know, I don't think that they were really prepared, and he didn't use proper decorum in the court, in the deposition himself.
Well, that's what I said. He should have prepared them better for what they would be were allowed to do and what they weren't allowed.
Well, and if he was objecting to a question that was being asked, he needs to state a legal reason that he objects to it, and he just didn't, you know. He was just off the wall like they were.
Mm-hmm.
But
like
somewhere along the line, something came up about obstruction of justice, and I thought it was in Georgia's that they tried to use that as a basis for privilege, and they pretty much got called on it because they're not being investigated for obstruction of justice. But did anyone else catch that?
No,
yeah.
I didn't catch that one.
They used that, too.
They need to be.
They use the privilege and the.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And they use about three different things.
Yeah. Well, when they brought up the privilege, I was thinking that's when they had said something to that effect. But maybe I imagined it. You know, your head gets spinning when you listen to those people.
Yes.
Well, you know, I mean, they did. She did say that she prepared herself for this. She did her homework.
Oh, yeah, she watched him on TV.
And it's like he even told me, he says, well, Miss Anthony, you admitted yourself that you have prepared for this. I mean, so I don't know. I just don't see how she got away with all of it. And I'm still hoping to come back on him.
She researched what gum she was going to chew when she went in there. Oh, well, you know, I think I'm going to chew the hot cinnamon one because, damn, I'm hot. I mean, give me a break. These people are freaking retarded.
The double snappy kind.
And the way she walked out of that room after yelling out at Zenaida, that I think somebody should have put her in her place right then and there.
Was she drunk?
Like her place being in handcuffs and led off to...
Exactly.
We have another caller on the line. Someone coming in from the 734 area code. What's your name and what's your question for us?
Hi, it's Tammy Liz.
Tammy.
Hi, happy Easter to everyone. I missed the whole intro. I couldn't get on to the program, so is it just my computer or?
No, like it's something wrong with the stream. Or
there's everybody on the blog listening to it.
Yeah.
So I missed the whole first part since I
called. Kaylee. The depots.
Kaylee.
Yeah, depots.
Yeah,
I have to agree with the other caller that just called that their behavior was just terrible.
It really was.
I mean, whether they wanted to act that way, you know, and they felt the way they did to display that, you know, they're grown people. They should have just acted appropriately and answered the questions and didn't answer what they didn't want to answer. And the lawyer definitely just sat there not saying anything, objecting or anything. So it was just, I think they talked about it ahead of time, like we're going to really mess this up.
Well, they did.
Well, and also, did you notice how Cindy, they're trying to blame Jesse now. And so she's saying, like, if it's not going to be a Zanny, they're going to throw Jesse or Amy. Amy or Zanny might be Jesse or Amy. And, I saw the other night Jesse's dad on TV, and he was talking about how Casey came over there to take a shower and just gave him chills because she thought she might be taking something out of the house, and she wanted him to bring gas cans. And he said he was thinking that she wanted fingerprints on that car, that whole family. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
I think the whole family should be locked up.
They're mean.
Well, it's kind of obvious. They're going to try to put the finger on Jesse or Amy.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said in one of my articles, it wouldn't surprise me if they don't try to turn it against the family. Say, you know, George did it or Cindy did it.
Mm-hmm.
And Casey didn't want her parents to be in prison, so she's taking the fall. Or Lee did it, and they all say it was an accident, so they're all trying to help him cover. Or there's some, and then one of them's going to take the fall for her to keep her out of prison. I'd be surprised when I'm.
And they're not going
to
do nothing to keep her out of prison because they didn't even help their own daughter the other day, acting the way they did. They didn't help her at all.
Mm-hmm.
They were lying like crazy.
No, but in their eyes, they think they
them.
Are.
And I did want to support them, but when I saw that, it was such poor taste to act that way because you. You know, whether you want to be there or not, you have to be there.
They went
law,
into those depositions with a chip on their shoulder,
mm-hmm.
and they knew that they was
mm-hmm.
going to give them a hard time answering these questions. They made it very obvious they were there without wanting to be. They weren't. They made it very clear that they objected to even being there. They didn't think they should be submitted to this because they're still grieving, so to speak, for their granddaughter.
Okay,
right.
I need to break in. I'm lucky. We have free long distance, but not everyone does. So let's bring in a caller from the 251 area code. What's your name and what's your question for us?
Hello, this is Linda.
Hi, Linda.
Hey,
Linda. Hi, Linda.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
What about the psychic?
Which one?
Remember Cindy was talking about the psychic call, the detective?
Dominique Casey?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I think that's just
right.
a fool. I think
that's
all
a
lying.
Screen again.
And I do think Cindy was drinking or she was on something.
Probably all those prescriptions.
Mm-hmm.
Her eyes were stretched out of her head.
Well, that's why they chew the gum, you know, is because to cure the cotton mouth from the prescription narcotics. I've seen the list of prescriptions she takes. I've posted it many times, and I've seen her one time, and she's the lips are all white, and she's just licking them. It's almost a good thing that they got the gum because they look like rabid dogs without it.
Yep. Okay, but I still don't excuse her for her actions.
No, heck no.
What kind of drugs she's taking, I don't excuse her at all for her actions.
Oh, no.
I think we got a little bit of her.
Like she acted, and
that's
I mean,
probably her true personality coming out there too. A little bit, you know, kind of a very bold type of woman. I can't see anybody getting up there and acting that bold in a court hearing.
Think she's taken up the Casey calls. Remember Casey saying, "I would lie, steal
her,
whatever I have to do
to
get my daughter,"
mm-hmm.
and I
mm-hmm.
think. Cindy is doing the same thing.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, I think they're all working up a strategy for Baez
mm-hmm. yeah.
to try to make it look, give reasonable doubt.
Mm, good
so,
luck on that.
I think that's all this is.
So sad because they've already forgotten Kaylee ever existed.
And if it's not that, right now they're using Casey until they can get all the money they can get out of this deal, and then they'll turn around and say, well, we were wrong. She did it. Let her, you know, just let her rot in jail when they see that they can't make no more money off of it. I mean, I just don't know where they're coming from. I can't imagine any mother or any grandmother not defending the innocence of a child like this. I don't care who it is.
Yeah.
If it was, I don't have any daughters, but I do have sons, and one of them has three sons of his own. And if this happened to one of my grandsons, my son would never hear the end of it. And he would not be defended. Yes, I would stand by him because he
mm-hmm.
is my child, but he wouldn't see me saying, it's okay, honey, we're going to take care of this
mm-hmm.
for you. Or,
yeah, we're going to lie.
Exactly. It's just not going to happen. And
well,
I
don't understand kid finders anyway. I mean, deal with them making all this money.
Kid finders is another little. They're an organization I don't trust as far as I can see.
They're making money off of the images of dead children.
That's exactly what they're doing. And they know that George and Cindy Anthony is in the spotlight right now, so if they back them, they're going to get the publicity out of it, too, and the money, and the donations and all this. I just don't believe that they are legitimate. I don't believe that I don't think they're in for it for the right reasons. And I think that they're going to all come back and get paid. They're going to pay in the long run for all this.
Let's hope so.
Aren't they backing little Algie's parents? I mean, they need help.
Yeah,
right.
Last summer. Been on. I haven't heard anything else about that.
They look like they have a hard life, and if they wanted to really help a family,
right.
I would think they should help his family.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Do you see them out there helping? No, they're not out there helping them.
That little boy is gone. And,
yes,
and,
he is.
And
they're sad to see that he's going to be written up as and put away as another unsolved case.
I mean, they know Kaylee is dead, but they don't know that he is. And they should take that money and try to find that child.
Yes, they should. I agree with you.
Okay, let's squeeze in one more caller. Someone coming in from area code 757. What's your name and what's your question for us?
Hi, this is Butters. And
Butters!
Hey, girl.
Hey. I was just wondering if we've heard anything about Weeb supposedly being investigated for obstruction of justice, because I've heard his lawyer on the news a couple of months ago talking about it, but I haven't heard anything since.
You know, that's funny because it's kind of got quiet, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's like
but Judge Strickland, what about that? About it? Does he have a complaint against Jose?
Now, that isn't something... I don't know for sure if that has actually been verified, but I know what his WESH or WFTV, one of them, had said that they have that they're the ones that said that it was one of him. One of the complaints was from him, but I think it's awesome if he did it. I really
do.
If anybody would know, it would be him that would know. You know, hear something. That, and if he would have the guts to turn him in like that, I think he deserves. I mean, I'd love to high five him right now just to tell
because
him
maybe that's why Jose wanted that private meeting with him a long time ago, and he wouldn't give it to him. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But you notice there's nothing, not very much coming out of Jose Baez right now either.
Mm-mm.
I mean, things has kind of been quiet with that. So,
calm before the storm.
Won't comment on it or anything. So
it makes for a nice change.
Yes, it does. But still, we want to know what's going on at the same time.
Do you guys remember when they all asked for immunity?
Mm-hmm.
And then just all of a sudden, it was all forgotten? I think they thought that they had been caught in a trap, and then they decided they weren't.
No.
And so now they're all gung-ho again.
No, the prosecution told them that they can make them take the stand and then not be allowed to plead the fifth, that they didn't have to offer them immunity. I read it. That they can
they
be
did.
Made in her trial to take the stand and that they won't be allowed to plead the fifth.
Good.
Well, they can't act like they did. They can't act like they did the deposition at the criminal trial.
Oh, they will go straight to
hell no.
They can't act like that.
They might all wind up in jail. Move over, Casey.
Please,
okay.
Let that happen.
Really?
Can you see them all in the same cell?
Now, you see what I think? I think they all...
choking each other out?
Cell. They could put them all four of them in one little cell and make them spend the rest of their lives looking at each other in that little room. And not feel sorry for them, not give them a break, make them live underneath in the same conditions in jail.
No more candy.
In that same room.
Mm-hmm.
And no more goodies.
Right.
Yeah.
No more
George, I know. And George sort of looked depressed to me in that deposition. He was on the ball, remember?
Yeah, but he was on the ball. He was very readable. I thought he was really readable. I mean, when they asked him that one question, said, "Do you really believe there's a nanny?" He was so clearly lying. It was just all over. He's not a good liar. He can't even lie. He could just tell on some people.
And accuse an attorney of shooting him in the finger. That was just so, I couldn't believe that.
Okay, someone earlier on was talking about kid finders. I was having a bad day yesterday and just couldn't resist putting up a fairly acerbic article, not particularly about kid finders, although it did involve them, and this infamous bat boat. I mean, $30,000 of junk, and they're telling us that, you know, this boat is better equipped than, you know, almost any law enforcement vessel. Let me put the story straight here. I was involved with boats for many years, and 30K doesn't buy you much, and it certainly doesn't outfit it with side scan sonar and all of the other really neat toys that you need. I mean, why did they do this? Why did they spend 30K buying a stinking bass boat?
I don't know.
They needed
I don't think it's for what they're claiming it's for.
Well, most children are not found under the water anyway.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. But that means
it was underwater.
And can you imagine what that $30,000 could have went for looking for, like, Aji and other little things?
Yeah. And they'd just give it to Tim Miller to help with Equisearch.
Right.
They could have give it to a lot of people.
This man could have used that money and found several other people. I mean,
right.
It's ridiculous, and we know he was going to be the one, he'd be one to put the money to good use legally and legitimately. And
legally and legitimately,
yeah.
I like that.
Well, that's exactly the way I feel about it.
Well, he could have took it and went and looked for the little boy with it.
Right. But, I mean, has anybody ever seen one time that the Anthonys went out and looked for dead Kaylee?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
no, Zanny.
I mean, I don't like to say it that way, but, I mean, have they ever went out to even look for her?
Well, they admitted in the depositions that they had not went out and looked for her.
So what?
They flew all over and went on the morning shows and all the shows, but they never went outside and looked for her.
And they claimed that they went, like when they went to the Larry King show, that they were going over there to look to follow up on a tip, and while they were there, they were going to do his show. But it was right opposite. It was right, they went over there to do the show, and they had this so-called tip that was probably just in a script, so that way they would have a good excuse for flying to California.
Were they getting paid to be on those shows?
I don't know. I don't know if with Larry King, if he pays them. Nancy Grace once said that CNN does not pay for their guests. So I don't know. But
no, they don't. But they will ship someone to a studio.
Yeah, like transportation and stuff like that.
Right. However, someone like CNN wouldn't ship a guest to Atlanta. I mean, they would ship them to a studio in...
Well, they went to California.
Right. I mean, in their hometown.
Oh, I see. So that way they can be seen.
Right. I mean, you don't...
Or to the local TV station or something like that to get on camera.
Right, because our good friend Sean Krause was supposed to be on Jane Velez Mitchell.
That's right.
And the deal was... they would come pick him up with a limo, you know, which made him very, very excited. But they
didn't
all they
have
were
a studio or something.
Right. All they were going to do was take him to a suitable video studio that had decent connections and do a remote interview. I mean, you don't need people in the studio that you're in.
Well, I don't know. ABC paid for this whenever they came back after they found Kaylee and put them up in the Ritz-Carlton, gave them a big steak dinner, and they had just a little party, like with Jose Baez and the the private detectives and Michelle Bart, and I don't remember who else was there around the big round table having their steak dinner as they discussed the case, I suppose, the day that they were told that, or the next morning or whenever, that night, when they were told about Kaylee being found, or the remains being found of a child.
Jen, I've got this great idea. For next week's show, why don't we fly everyone in to Picayune?
Oh, that would be wonderful.
Yes, it would. But
what are you going to serve us?
It might be easy.
I'm in a jar.
It might be a bit squishy. We've only got a two-bedroom house.
It's not exactly the roof here.
I ain't an Anthony, so I ain't complaining.
Oh, man.
Okay, one of the other things that happened this week was the cop, Richard Kane, has managed to get himself fired. Primarily for not taking Roy Kronk's tip seriously. What does everyone think about that? Denny, you got any thoughts?
Yes, I do. I'm not, if I understand what the allegations were against Deputy Kane, if everything I've heard is true, it sounds to me like maybe he could have done a little better job on the search. And they've taken a lot of time, the department, Orange County's taken a lot of time with this. And based on what I've seen of them so far, I'm under the impression they do good work. And if that's true, then he probably deserves at least a reprimand of some kind, and I guess they're considering firing him at this point. But I'd like to jump back just a second, if I could, regarding the depots. A question that's been raised to me several times on different sites I monitor and chat rooms is, if Cindy had all these contact numbers and addresses for Zannies and Annies that she claimed that she had at one point, I'm wondering, and a lot of people are wondering, why then later on, when it turns out this whole Zanny story probably was made up, does she now say that Zanny was actually Grund or Amy Hazinga or whatever? And wouldn't those phone numbers have been familiar
to
her? She called these people and knew them. I mean, she'd met those people. If that was Jesse's phone number or Amy's, wouldn't she have recognized them? I'm a little confused.
Didn't she call one of them looking for Casey one time? Wasn't it Amy that she called looking for? So if one of the numbers was hers, she would have recognized that number. You're right.
You certainly would think so. So that didn't make sense to me. And I wasn't clear from the clips of the depot I saw whether the question was not asked or it just was edited out. But when she said that she no longer had the numbers, the phone numbers or contact information, I didn't hear an explanation for what happened to them.
I don't think she
there
gave
was none.
You went mad.
I don't think she gave.
It's just
him.
Like I don't know where they're at, or
that was it. And
bizarre.
She was supposed
to
be excused because she no longer had them. She said something about that they were in one of Casey's books or something like that.
If she had those, why wouldn't she give them to the police?
Right.
You'd think.
But you know, she did say that she thought that the word. Was it Zanny? Was a code name for either Jesse or Amy.
Jesse or Amy,
And
so she can throw them in if
her
the other one doesn't work.
Another point that I was listening to, I think it was the Nancy Grace show Friday evening, and one of the reporters that was on said, in response to a question from Nancy's replacement host, was that... you know, you really got a feel for the Anthonys, grieving grandparents,
and so forth.
And what's it like there in Florida? Are they getting sympathy? And the reporter responded, yes, they're getting a lot of sympathy. And I just, now maybe in their own neighborhood they are. I'm not there, I can't tell you. But from what I've seen every place else, even people who supported them to begin with,
right,
after the depot, have changed their tune at
right.
least at this point now, and they think that they're, you
they're
know, that they're not worthy of sympathy. So I'm not sure how accurate that statement. I'd be very surprised, even in their hometown, if they're getting a majority or a large percentage of the population supporting them and still feeling sorry for them. I'm not sure I believe that.
I don't either. I don't know why she said that.
I really think they're losing a lot of their supporters, but they're not going to let us know that. You know, they're going to keep that hid from us because they don't want us to know that.
Well, I think Nancy said on her show that it was going to hurt Casey's case.
Mm-hmm.
The way
and
they act
you,
in their depositions.
Right.
Did you hear what Nancy said, and it wasn't confirmed yet, about that they found dirt on Casey's shoes?
Yeah, have you heard any more about that?
Not yet.
I haven't heard nothing at all, no more about. In fact, that's the only place I've even heard of it.
Mm-hmm.
Is that
I remember them saying they had came there and took a lot of her shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah,
they
a whole
did.
13 pairs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they did. But what I mean is I've never heard anything confirmed that about the mud from where Kaylee was found.
I didn't either, but I heard that the other night.
She did say it on Nancy Grace's show.
Yeah.
But that's the last time I've heard anything about it. So
mm-hmm. But that's a major bombshell. To me, that's a major bombshell. There is dirt on the shoes that are around where the body was laying. I mean, come on. Why even bother with the trial?
Exactly.
I mean, you
because
know,
she's
I mean,
going to still plead not guilty because she's trying to stretch this out until she hasn't gotten any other choice. Just like she did when all this first happened, going down the halls at Universal until she just couldn't go on anymore with the lie. And she turned around and told them, you know, all right, you got me. I lied. I don't work here. That's
right.
What she's doing with this, too.
And it's so open and shut, you know, and I wonder, like in the state I live in Michigan, it's open and shut in cases like me. They don't become like this infamous and she getting out, the murderer getting this attention. They just try them and they go to prison. And
what about them saying that Baez told them not to call 911 if they found the body?
Oh, I believe that. It sounds just
not
like
creepy.
That is the reason for these complaints.
Investigation. The Bar Association is investigating him now because of that, to see if there's any truth into it.
What do you think he was going to do? Go out there and sell? What does anybody else think?
They was probably going to go find the body and move her.
Plant evidence.
Her out, or go bring her out in the middle of the ocean and drop her off or something. Just so that way nobody ever find her. There's no telling. I mean.
Actually, more likely they'd put it on eBay.
Why Cindy and George were so mad is because they knew that body was there.
Mm-hmm.
I think they all knew that body was there, and they've gotten caught up with.
And how do you think that they knew that the body was there? Do you believe that Casey told them eventually?
I think Casey told Lee.
I think Casey told Lee.
I think Casey told Lee, and he probably told his mother and dad.
And remember, that was the first one that came up asking for immunity was Lee.
I really think it was him.
But if you remember, Lee says, though, he will never break the secret promise.
The promise,
Probably telling the cops,
Right, but, I mean, I'm wondering if she actually told them what she had done. And say she told Lee and then he told the parents. And they all are in on now what she, but we don't know what she would tell them. It could be some other crazy story.
That was the
message. She confessed to them.
That was the
message. Oh, it was an accident. I didn't mean to.
I figured she told them it was an accident, and she got scared. So now
exactly, and that's why you see the strong defending her. You know what I'm saying?
Right. That's what I said, and they probably figure, okay, well, it's too late to get her out of this, so now we got to cover up for it.
Remember Lee's message at the memorial?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Right. But even if it is an accident, the thing is, she has covered and lied, spent taxpayers' money. I mean, just think of the hundreds of thousands of dollars that this is costing. She is guilty, and even if it was an accident, she should still be tried for murder in first degree.
Because
I've talked to people about that don't even follow this case as much as I do, and they all have said the same thing, that it doesn't matter at this point if it was an accident and they find out it was a pool or something, because what she's done is so criminal already by making people suffer and the money and the court time.
Yeah. Right.
So, and as far as at that memorial, there's no doubt in my mind when he put that secret CMA thing, he's like thought it was like he's being clever, you know, and
right.
I'll say it this way and then it could be taken two different ways,
right.
but we all know what he was saying.
Talking to her. He wasn't talking to that baby. He was
Absolutely not.
I think if it had been an honest accident, she would have called 911 and said,
first,
there's been an accident.
Before anybody else. And lots of the duct tape, you know.
Well, you would think even when the day they come to arrest her for the murder, she'd be so scared, she'd be telling.
Okay,
I don't want to go to prison. I'll tell you what really happened. It was in the pool. I can prove it. I'll tell you exactly how it happened, show you what happened. So to let herself get this far into it, it's just mind-boggling.
Well,
I don't know.
The fact that she's never shown any remorse, or she's never really cried, she's never really
acted like a mother,
it just tells you that she's lying.
Baez has got her convinced that he can get her off. He's got her totally convinced that he can get her off of this if she just keeps quiet.
Okay.
You know, observation I made, like when they keep showing those old tapes where she's got the sunglasses on, the media's following her, and she's smacking the gum and she's walking in, she's so confident, she's so free at that point. And then I notice when you see her now in the courtroom, you know, she's real, you know, toned down in her behavior and attitude, because, you know, it ain't the glory she was getting before when everybody's chasing her.
But
and
she's getting coached right now.
Yeah.
They're telling her how to act, because if you notice, her attitude in court right now is different from when it was when they first her come in. When she first started, she wanted to play around with Baez in court and smile
the
and
pencil.
Laugh and joke around and all that. But now she wants, they got her looking like a more serious Casey. They've coached her in all this, telling her you got to hold your face, you got to keep a straight face look. Look, you don't, you know.
Can you imagine say, don't smile?
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just want to remind all of our listeners that our switchboard is still open, and we do have some open lines. The number to call is area code 646-378-1120. Now, another thing that happened this last week was the release of 400 pages, 3 DVDs worth of evidence. Now, there wasn't any smoking guns, but the DA seems to have made a little bit of an error. He accidentally released the audio tape of Casey's reaction to being told about the discovery of the body. Now, this could definitely come back to bite.
Well, have they proved that he did he say he accidentally released it? I mean, that's the part I missed, was what you just said.
Yeah, he said it was an accident.
Yeah, it's definitely in black and white. It was an accident. Denny, could this hurt the case?
Well, certainly Baez and company can make an issue of it, and I suppose, you know, depending on the judge, there might even be some kind of sanctions. But I don't think in the long term. I think when you get right down to the nuts and bolts of it, I don't think it's going to affect the guilt or innocence of Casey. I
think they have enough other stuff.
The other stuff.
Simon, can I make a comment and then ask a question?
Of course, you got to learn, Denny, that on this show, it's survival of the fittest.
Okay, my comment is this, and it's just a personal opinion, but I'm sure we've all, at times in our lives, met people who seem to have exceptionally thick skin, and almost, I know I've met some and I've marveled. I said, how can people do what they do and say what they say and not care about what other people think of them. I mean, I would be embarrassed to do certain things, and I just wouldn't be able to do it. And others seem nothing bothers them. I mean, they don't care about reaction to their deeds. And they just, and I'm almost thinking of Cindy and George are in that category. I don't think they could care less what I or any of us think of them. They're doing their thing, and I don't know all their motivations, but they're doing their deal. So that,
they don't have a conscience.
Yeah, that's an observation. The question is, and I think this was also on Nancy Grace, Leonard Padilla was on, and he was asked about Danny and so forth, and his explanation was, there never was a Zanny. Not that there was never this particular one that's suing them for the defamation of character, suing Casey. But the Zanny was code for Xanax. And that when Kaylee, or maybe not just Casey, but any of these younger ladies with children, you know, they would use Xanax on the kid, and then the joke was, well, you know, where's your baby? Well, Zanny the nanny's got her, and Zanny was meant that she'd been given some Xanax. So, do you think there's any truth to that? Could that be with kids? I've unfortunately quite a bit older than that crowd, so it doesn't ring to me. But
it doesn't to me, and I'm an older mom. I don't hear it, like, in where I live. I've never met anybody that's ever done that.
I've heard of it before.
I've heard of it, but I don't know about this case.
I knew a gal who used to feed her children NyQuil. Okay,
yeah,
and
medicine.
And it's very possible. It is very, very possible.
Codeine in it. They give them extra doses to keep them knocked out.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe for different reasons, but no reason is good enough for that, of course. But
I've heard that all my life, and there was an old drug that they took off the market because people were putting their kids to sleep
Paragoric
with it.
Paragoric or something?
Paragoric,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I did hear about that.
Off market.
When my kids
and on their guns.
But, like, if I met somebody, like, say I met another mom and I was getting to know her and I found that out about her, personally, me, I wouldn't be friends. I wouldn't go near her again. It would turn me off and disgust me. I couldn't hang out with her. I'd be like, okay, see ya, because I wouldn't approve, and I would just, you know, I can't fathom or relate to it.
Exactly. Yeah.
I would turn them in.
Wrong. It's very wrong.
And turn them,
That's the abusing of the prescription drugs, and it's definitely something that should not be done because
they don't
think of the consequences this child could be damaged from.
Do you think maybe Cindy knew that, and that is why she sat there and said that is not the Zanny?
Oh, it's very wrong.
I think she...
Well, it makes you look at her and you think, you know, from the videos we saw, how loving they appeared to love the child. You couldn't imagine she would allow something like that to be going on or not have
knowledge
of it.
She may not have knew it at that time. She might know it now.
I think this is my opinion, but I think Casey just got so mad that maybe she strangled her or suffocated her. I think she was in a rage.
Yeah,
she could very well be.
I mean,
look at why
she
wasn't
drugs.
In jail with her mom and dad.
Yeah.
I mean, she
almost
lost it.
Yeah, she lost it. I've seen her lose it on that video.
Casey looked different when she was first arrested than she does now. Her face looked strained. Even though she was smiling, she looked crazy when she was arrested.
Well, of course, I understand that she's been eating all these Twinkies and stuff from the commissary. So, I mean, you know, she's probably packed on.
Well, Leonard Petia had gotten her out, two times, was it? Or was it
one?
And I think she just was so confident, like, ha-ha, ha-ha, look at me, I got out.
Hi, I found a chump.
I'm staying out, and then wrong, you're not staying out, you're going back, and then this time for good, and now she knows I'm in here for a long time. Even if she's sitting there waiting for trial, she's in there till what, October or longer? That's a long time.
Right. I've got to admit that I have a problem with the legal system. I still do not understand why it is going to take until October or later to actually put this woman in a courtroom.
I don't understand that either.
I don't even think it took Scott Peterson that long to go to
trial. I don't understand why it's going to take millions to give her the death penalty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, I don't think the death penalty will go back on the table. Too difficult to pull off.
Well, mainly because the evidence they have is not a physical evidence or whatever.
Right.
Well, maybe Scott Peterson didn't have as much evidence as she has, and he got
exactly.
death, but she's a woman, so.
Exactly,
maybe,
but if they have that dirt on those shoes that we're hearing about,
the dirt on the shoes.
That is going to be a, if I were then I would say there is no way any other person could have committed this crime.
Well, I really think that the Disney World bag is going to tie into it, because I know that everybody thinks I'm crazy, but they didn't even specify what kind of, they found the Gatorade bottle in the Disney World bag with the syringe, and they after they found that and they executed the warrant on the Anthony home, upon discovering the body in that bag, they took a child's Tylenol syringe dropper into evidence. Mm. And you know what? They didn't do that because it didn't match the other one. They did it because it matched
I didn't know about that.
And, you know,
well, I mean, I knew about
saying,
the syringe found, but...
But I keep saying it, that they wouldn't have taken that other medicine dropper after discovering it into evidence. They wouldn't have. And I believe with all my heart she ingested that child with whatever poison she could find and then duct taped her screams because she was burning on the inside.
Yes,
that syringe, they would not have taken that other medicine dropper after finding the body in that bag if it didn't have a match or something to do with it.
Why would
they?
Why would they take it?
Exactly. Why would they? They took it because it matches. And that's how Kaylee died. They found that damn Disney World bag with that stinking little medicine dropper in it, and they went and took another one from the home, and they specifically said they took a Tylenol medicine child dropper.
And I don't think they've let out all their evidence.
No, I think they've got to have more.
Tons. They can test bone marrow. It has been a breakthrough in science that it is helping solve unsolved mysteries, testing skeletalized bone marrow for drug and poisoning use.
Well, they arrested her for first-degree murder, and they had to have a good reason for that.
Mm-hmm. Well, the grand jury wouldn't have handed that indictment down for nothing. They had to have be pretty much convinced.
I think the prosecution is holding back their major evidence.
Well, you know what's funny is you don't hear Baez whining about the toxicology. You notice that?
Yeah.
You notice you haven't heard. He's bitched and complained about everything else except for that toxicology report. Mm-hmm.
But pickles. I mean, I have an exact quote from the defense team's spokesman. That all of the forensic evidence is based on junk science.
Oh,
I got some junk that they can put in their mouths and slobber all over.
Well, if the dirt matches the dirt at the crime scene, then I don't call that junk science.
No.
You could probably say Zanny, one of the bars, had borrowed her shoes or something.
Yes. Zanny had a key, got the
shoes,
blah, blah, blah.
It's like the OJ thing, the glove didn't fit and whatever.
Pull it down a little bit further, dude, it'll fit.
We're getting very close to the end of the show. There's one more item, though, that I want to get some input on. Apparently, the Attorney General of Florida, Bill McCollum, is suing Showbiz Promotions and its owner, Jamie Salcido, for misrepresenting where the proceeds from the infamous Kaylee Sunshine doll was going to go.
Yeah, he was supposed to give it, donate it, and apparently he's not doing it.
Well,
I don't know what is going on.
He made a claim that they had made a $5,000 donation, but records show that the donation was actually $10.
Wow.
It's just
how they get away with that one, huh?
Oh, yeah, just sneak it through. Okay.
I think they should come up with a Cindy doll and a George doll.
Yeah.
Maybe a voodoo doll with
pins. Right. I like the voodoo dolls.
A dog chew toy.
They would probably sell a lot of those.
Okay, we're down to the last 30 seconds. Oh, last
Boo.
20 seconds. So I want to say thank you to our panel, Jan.
Thank you.
Pickles.
Woo!
Denny.
Yes, sir.
And all of the folks that listened in and took time to call in, thank you so much. Have a great day. And we will be back again next week. This is Simon and Jan Barrett wishing everyone a very, very happy Easter.
Bye, everybody. Happy
Easter. Bye, everybody.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.